Decades from now, the search for replicants continues. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a Rivet review of the new film, Blade Runner 2049.
Every leap of civilization was built off the back of slaves. Replicants are the future, but I can only make so many. I had the luck, and he has the key.
Blade Runner's Kay and Rick Deckard connect in the search for the truth behind bones found buried in the home of an original replicant, and the meeting proves to be explosive.
It covers my tracks. Scramble the records.
We were being hunted.
By who?
They know you're here.
Picking up 30 years after the original, Blade Runner 2049 stars Ryan Gosling as Kay and Harrison Ford is back as Deckard in a world even more confusing than before. I'm going to be up front. I wasn't a fan of the first one. I found it long, convoluted, and frankly boring, and this one picks up right where it left off. Clocking in at over 2 hours and 40 minutes and with long, drawn-out scenes of staring actors, it spends so much time trying to tell the story symbolically. If it just came out and said what was happening, they could have chopped 45 minutes out of this and not missed a beat. That said, what you do see looks striking, and the effects are well done, but ultimately they just become a cure for insomnia. The women lead the way as far as the acting goes. Ana de Armas, Sylvia Hoeks, and Robin Wright all play strong and important roles, but they aren't in it enough to sustain any energy they're able to inject when they are. I'm holding off on giving too many details. That's because director Denis Villeneuve actually had a list of plot points he asked critics not to reveal, and I'm good with that. I hate spoilers as much as the next guy, and this movie relies on some big reveals. Too bad it takes so long to get to them, and in some cases you don't even notice. And for that, I give Blade Runner 2049 2.5 stars out of 5 on the Rob Rating scale. There's little life in this replicant. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.